What if the most powerful business strategy wasn't about driving harder, rewarding faster, or threatening louder? When WD-40's market cap exploded from $300 million to $2.5 billion under Gary Ridge's leadership, the secret wasn't a new sales tactic or cost-cutting measure. It was something far more radical. They stopped trying to motivate people. Instead, they created conditions where motivation naturally flourished. Through economic downturns and a global pandemic, they never laid off a single employee while maintaining 93% engagement. The paradox is striking. By abandoning traditional motivation tactics, they achieved what every leader desperately seeks: sustained excellence without burnout. Here's the liberating truth. People are already motivated. When Billy Beane turned down the highest GM salary in baseball history, the executive learned this lesson. The problem isn't that employees lack motivation, it's that they're motivated for reasons you might not recognize. Motivation exists on a spectrum with six distinct outlooks. On one end, disinterested people go through motions, external types chase status and money, and imposed individuals are driven by fear or guilt. This is motivational junk food, quick hits that undermine long-term health. On the other end sit aligned people, connecting work to personal values, integrated individuals linking actions to identity, and inherent types who simply enjoy what they do. This is motivational health food, generating sustainable energy. Consider Casey, a top salesperson and single mother. When her company announced a spa trip contest, she felt insulted. Her motivation came from loving her work and providing for her child, not external prizes. After sharing this with her manager, they created an experience she could share with her child, transforming a manipulative carrot into genuine gratitude. What gets you out of bed each morning? Motivation science has identified three universal psychological needs that determine whether we thrive or merely survive: choice, connection, and competence. Watch a baby grab for the spoon, determined to feed himself. If you restrain him, he'll turn away. That's choice, our need to perceive options and believe we control our actions. 20 years of research confirms productivity increases dramatically when factory workers can stop manufacturing lines and office workers have high autonomy. Connection runs deeper than networking. It's our need for genuine belonging, alignment with meaningful values, and contribution to something greater. With roughly 75% of waking hours tied to work, if this need isn't met there, it won't be satisfied elsewhere. Competence is the need to feel effective and experience growth. Remember learning to walk? You fell repeatedly, but got back up smiling because mastery brought joy. But educational systems often replace intrinsic motivation with gold stars, discouraging those who don't receive them while failing to teach true competence. When all three needs are satisfied, people experience vitality. When even one is missing, a negative cascade begins. A micromanaging boss doesn't just erode choice, they damage competence and connection too, leaving you working only from fear. The business obsession with driving results reveals a fundamental misunderstanding of human psychology. You can drive cattle or golf balls, but attempting to drive people only drives them away. This approach stems from outdated drive theory, which assumes people are motivated by unsatisfied biological needs, creating tension until met. While this explains hunger or thirst, it fails for human motivation beyond basic survival. Unlike biological drives that diminish when satisfied, psychological needs work oppositely. When needs for choice, connection, and competence are fulfilled, motivation increases, like positive addictions to running or meditation. Brandt, an electronics executive who described himself as intensely driven, discovered his relentless pursuit of promotions actually stemmed from trying to impress his legendary father. His drive robbed him of choice, prevented authentic connection, and diminished his sense of competence. After recognizing he was surviving on junk food motivation, Brandt transformed by focusing on experiencing genuine psychological needs rather than chasing external validation. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiments revealed that environmental reliability dramatically affects self-regulation. Children in reliable situations waited four times longer. Employees demonstrate better self-regulation when they trust their workplace. High-quality self-regulation requires mindfulness to respond rather than react, clarified values to guide decisions, and purpose providing noble intention. The joyful toll booth operator who dances while collecting coins demonstrates how purpose transforms routine work into peak performance. Asking what motivates you fails because people cite superficial motivators rather than core psychological needs. You can't motivate anyone directly, but you can create environments where optimal motivation naturally emerges through three leadership capacities. Encouraging choice means helping people realize they always have options, even within boundaries. Viktor Frankl discovered in concentration camps that people can always choose their attitude. Leaders erode choice through micromanaging, applying pressure, and using controlling language. When discussing constraints, like federal protocols with pharmaceutical sales reps, effective leaders help people see creative options within boundaries. Present deadlines as valuable information for success rather than controlling demands. Deepening connection requires addressing feelings, which significantly influence how people appraise their environment. When emotional appraisal leads to well-being, people demonstrate work passion through five intentions: staying with the organization, performing above standard, endorsing it, using discretionary time for it, and demonstrating citizenship behaviors. The core issue undermining connection is lack of compassion, failing to empathetically care beyond self-interest. Have values conversations to understand what people find meaningful and help connect daily efforts to personally held values. Building competence means helping people feel effective and experience growth. Leaders often emphasize performance goals over learning goals and neglect development. One essential yet least used leadership behavior is teaching people skills to achieve their goals. Your role isn't solving problems, but teaching people to solve their own. Ask mindful questions about choices they've made, how goals might give them greater belonging, and what skills might prove helpful. Dr. Edward Deci, father of intrinsic motivation research, warned leaders must understand their own motivation before guiding others. A manager who hates performance reviews cannot effectively help employees shift theirs. Most leaders carry beliefs that undermine motivation. It's not personal, it's just business, ignores that everything you communicate affects people's work and well-being. When profit becomes the purpose rather than service, leaders focus on metrics instead of people. The Enron scandal exemplified this. Brokers celebrated California wildfires because they would drive up energy prices. Reframe your fundamental beliefs. If it's business, it's personal. All emotions are acceptable, even if not all behaviors are. Business exists to serve. Profit is necessary like breathing, but it's not the purpose. Leaders aren't in positions of power, but positions to empower others. Embrace this paradox. If you cannot measure it, it's probably really important, like meaningful relationships, psychological needs, and noble purposes that define genuine success. Leadership is a privilege most leaders squander by staying stuck in systems that drive rather than inspire. These systems assume people need external reinforcement, underestimating our innate need to grow, excel, and contribute. Organizations perpetuate the pecking pigeon paradigm at tremendous cost, escalating salaries, detrimental health outcomes, absenteeism, and lost creativity. Leaders quickly list what they want from people: focus, dedication, results, but ask what they want for people: happiness, safety, accomplishment, resilience, and they're stumped. Leaders have it backward. Focus on what you want for people, and you'll get what you want from them. The great irony? Motivating people doesn't work because they're already motivated. What works is embracing your capacity to encourage choice, deepen connection, and build competence. As Robert Greenleaf noted, servant leaders focus on people's highest priority needs, which science validates as choice, connection, and competence. The best leaders understand their own motivational outlook, finding meaning by aligning decisions with values and inherent joy in positively influencing lives. The question isn't whether you'll influence people, but whether that influence will help them thrive.